Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
I'm the bunch.
You only have one life to live. If you're lucky, then you might get two. I was down, so down, took the hit. Was a miracle that got me through.
I've seen the world, paid my dues. Got plenty of scars, but nothing to lose. Tonight, I'm on top of the world, in front of the crowd. Smoke in the air, look at me now.
Yes, 2 minutes after 3 o'clock in Lagos, Nigeria, and it's a beautiful Saturday, a sunny Saturday. We are on top of the world on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. I tell you, here we are in Lagos in a brand new studio, and we are just enjoying every moment of it. You just have to support us. You just have to come along. And we'll continue to say thank you for being there over a whole year. We are still rocking it. We are still giving you all what you need on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Information, entertainment, music, dance, drama, football, and everything you need to know on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Thank you so much for supporting Africa. Thank you so much for supporting Nigeria. Thank you so much for supporting Spirit of Nigeria Radio. My name is Ireo Aito, and here we are on your Saturday show, football show, Inside the Net Africa Football Show. You know the way it is. We live African football. My name is still Ireo Aito, and I have a loaded package for you. Kofi Raphael Asiedu will be joining me, and I have a big guest coming on Man of the Game, Austin Kpokpo. You know who he is. You know the man. He was a former Nigerian international. He gave his best, and here he's an football administrator, and he's giving us all what we need to know, and he's giving us the best in African football, supporting African football. Thank you so much for supporting us. And I tell you this, and I'm going to start by congratulating Mo Salah, one of Africa's greatest footballer, playing for Liverpool. He was selected as one of the best in world football. Thank you, Mo. Thank you for all what you do for Liverpool and for Africa. You didn't win the award, but yes, you didn't win Ballon d'Or, but we are here celebrating you. You are so good. So good they named you Mohamed Salah. What a beautiful name it is. And I tell you what, on the sad note of it, we lost an Egyptian coach who was celebrating the goal for his team, and he suddenly passed away. Oh, goodness me. We won't stop to mourn him, but we have to move on. He was a coach of the second division team, Al Majid SC, and it was a big shock for every one of us when he suddenly slumped and died on the pitch. You know, Coach Adam El Sahida, he died on Thursday, December 2nd, in a league match against Al Zakar. The sad incident took place in the last moments of an encounter when Al Majid scored the winning goal in the 92nd minute. He died at the hospital in Alexandria. May his soul rest in perfect peace. But we will continue to support everything African football. And the Nigerian Football League is starting on December 17th, and we can't wait for that.2021/2022 Nigeria Professional Football League season is expected to kick off on December 17th across 10 centers. We have waited for long for this, and thank God it's here again. Defending champions Akwa United will start their title defense at home in a match day one. I mean, the first feature against the Kano Pillars at the Goswill Akpabio Stadium in New York. Definitely is going to be a great encounter. Akwa United, the defending champion, and Kano Pillars, former winner of the league, is going to be a beautiful encounter on December 17th. It's going to be a beautiful game to watch. Elsewhere, Gombe United will host the newly promoted football club, Shooting Stars Sports Club, at the Bantami Stadium in Gombe, in both teams' first game of their return season to the top flight. Both of them are just coming back again. And you know, Shooting Stars is a big club in African football. You know, they played the Champions League final twice and they lost twice. But they were former winners of the Cup Winners' Cup. And Shooting Stars is a big force to reckon with. And with this, I'm saying welcome to Inside the Net Africa Football Show. We live African football. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
One plus one is two. Two plus two is four. When you start to divide X, Y, Z over 155, you want to scatter your head. Scatter, scatter,
scatter. Some like to drink beer, it's alright. Some like to drink stoutio, it's okay. When you start to mix whiskey, gin, and ogogoro together, you want to scatter your head. Scatter, scatter,
scatter your head.
Be fight yo. You say you be karate expert yo. You want to fight area boys with a carry stick and cutlass. You want to scatter your head. Scatter, scatter,
scatter.
Original.
Song Scatter Your Hair from Femi Kuti, Grammy nominee for Femi Kuti. He has come a long way, over 40 years in the business. This year again, he has been nominated for the Grammy Awards. I pray he gets it this time. And I will continue with the Nigerian Professional League. The Pride of Benue Lobi Stars will host Rivers United at the Upper Aku Stadium, Makurdi, with the club's manager Edip Dumbrahi leading his side against his star. Against his state for the first time in many years. I tell you, the first Oriental Derby match of the new season is among the opening fixtures with Enyimba FC playing host to their arch rivals, Abia Warriors in Aba, while Enugu Rangers travel to Katsina to face the Changi Boys, Kaduna, Katsina United. I tell you what, it's going to be a beautiful moment in African football. Nigerian League is back, and we'll continue to thank you for that. Thank you to the local management committee. Thank you for all what they do, and the NFF for supporting Nigerian football and for listening to the yearnings of Nigerians to bring the league back. And we are starting on a full note. Niger Tornadoes will welcome Plateau United at their temporary home ground in Kaduna, where there will be a reunion sort of in Nakure when Sunshine Stars face their former manager, Kabiru Dogo, and Fuadu Ekelo Jugo Oti, who are now with Wicked Tourists at the Ondo Sports Complex, Akure. Another match day one fixture, we see Kwara United play host to Dakada in Loring. Kwara United almost won the league title last season, if you recall. And I tell you, before Akwa United secured the title with 7 points gap, while the Olukoya Boys, MFM, FC will host regional rivals, Remo Stars, at the Agege Stadium. Look, and if you want to join this show and support this show, you can call on 0805-56-22-77-30. I repeat it again, 0805-56-22-77-30. You can join and make your comments concerning the Nigerian League coming back again. December 17, we are going on a full blast. It's going to be a beautiful moment for us in African football. The Nigerian League is here, and you know the way it is. And I will go on a quick break to come back and give you what you have to know about one of the greatest clubs in Africa, Zamalek of Egypt.
Everybody don't say I want me, I know the night. Girl, I don't really care about your body type. What really matter now, your vibe. I be the one for you, one for you. Don't really have to be the one to go. Ain't nobody fine like you. Girl, I be the one for you, one for you. And I feel like I've known you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody feel tell me otherwise. This baby will be mine. I feel like I've known you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody feel tell me otherwise. Everybody does say, oh, mommy, I know they like. Mama, me, I know. Mama, me, I know. Mama, me, I know. Mama, me, I know. Pick up my call, hey. Babizoro. Girl, I be the one for you. Boys. My body on you, your body on me. Sweet passion, girl. Baby, now you're on the game. Simply because, and I feel like I know you my whole life. Feel like I need you in my life. Nobody feel tell me otherwise. This baby will be mine. I feel like I know you my whole life. Feel like
What a beautiful Saturday. We are still here on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We live African football on where we live African football. And this is Inside the Net Africa Football Show. I have Kofi Raphael Asiedu on the line, who is going to give us all what we need to know about African football today, especially Nigerian football. Kofi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kofi. It's good to have you
to
here.
Back.
It's great to be back. We are live here in a brand new studio, you know, and it's so interesting. Everything here is frenzy and we are feeling it. How are you doing over there?
Well, I'm good. And I'm happy that we are back on here, you know, after some time.
Exactly.
Of course, by now our listeners know that we had to, you know, move location.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it feels good to be back, you know, to talk sports, especially football, you know, where we live African football right here on Inside the Net.
Exactly.
So I'm excited that we are back on here.
We are back on air. Now the league is also coming back so soon. December 17th, we are kicking off. What do you have for us?
Well, I mean, it's about time. Other leagues have started and our leagues is lacking behind. So the earlier we start, the better it is for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've been clamoring that we need to align our leagues, you know, with the European League for some time now. And, you know, due to some technical issues, I should say, that has not been possible for us to achieve. But again, it's better late than never. So, I mean, if that date that the league management has set, that the league is going to back and indeed is going to resume that time, I think it's fair enough. Whenever the Nigerian League is on, a lot of drama, a lot of beautiful football to enjoy. So, I mean, I know that all the fans across the country, including the sport journalists like me, we are anxious to see the league coming back.
We are anxious to see the
league. And of course, not forgetting that now we have what we call we have a sponsor, you know. So
yes,
that is what we're actually looking ahead for, you know. Now that the league has a sponsor, we hope that, you know, the league gets better and the management takes it, you know, to a new height, because
new
now
height.
They are pumping money into the league.
Let's pray the management takes it to another level. Now the league is coming by December 17th. It's like a firework. Now we have the first match of the season, Akwa United versus Kano Pillars. What do you have to say about that? That's a big match.
Yeah, it's a match watching fixture. And I think this time around the league management sat down to, you know, to give to want to give the fans, you know, something to look forward to. It's a good game to start the season. I mean, you know, Canopilas with their rich history in the Nigerian professional football league, and of course Akwa United also, who are the current defending champion of the league.
Yeah.
So it promised to be exciting, and I'm sure there's a reason behind a draw like this being the starter for the season. It's something to show the people that yes, the league is back, and this time around we want to show you that it's back and better. We have a sponsor, and there are a lot of great action, you know, to go on. So Canopilas versus Akwa United, I think for me, it's a great match to start the season.
It's a great match to start the season. And if you are listening to Inside the Net Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, you can call to air your opinion by dialing 08056227730. 08056227700. We have a big man talking to us, telling us all what we need to know about the league today, Kofi Raphael Asiedu. Now let's look at Lobi Stars versus Rivers United. Another big match.
Yes, especially when we are looking at the fact that Lobi Stars have, you know, in a couple of weeks or months, you know, have done a bit of restructure in terms of their management, you know, in terms of player settings. And we also look at Rivers United. Rivers United have also tried to, you know, get one or two players in to get better for the season. So for me, I think all hands being crossed, you know, the teams are prepared for the season. At a point last season, nobody thought Akwa United were going to be the champion of the league. So, and that's one good thing about the Nigerian league, the unpredictable nature of it. So it's for me, the futures are very outstanding. Reverse, I think it's a good game as far as I'm concerned. Lobi Stars, Reverse United. Something tells me that Reverse United might end up taking 3 points from that game. But at the end of the day, I think it's a good test of technical abilities for the coach to determine how their teams are going to play the season, how they structure their teams, and, you know, to look for a way forward for a better season.
A better season. I'm also looking at Rivers United Continental and Johnny will be a big factor in this particular match. I believe.
Yeah, it's always has been like that. If you look at what happened to Eibar International last season, they had a lot of outstanding games because of their continental involvement. And you know, those games were games on that you think Eibar would have, you know, taken to bed on the norm. You know, but because of the involvement, the fatigue, the lot of games they had to play, you know, they are always on the road. It really affected, you know, how Eibar season was structured. You know, going to but before all of that, you know, Eibar were looking very sharp last season. We thought, okay, Eibar you know, have a big chance of winning the league last season. You know, but because of their involvement, it really you know, took a lot of shine away from them from the league. But that does not take anything away from Rivers United. I think they are aware of the circumstances, and I think as far as I'm concerned, their target should be on the league this season. When it comes to the continent, for the past decade now, we've not been doing good at all. No, the outing for the league has been very poor. Very but again, poor. I think Rivers United has the capability to weather the storm, if I may use that language. So they should be able to structure and phantom in the fact that they will be involved in the continent and East and the league also.
Great to have you there, Kofi. Now, there's this one, the two promoted clubs, Gombe United and Shooting Stars, are also kicking it off straight away on December 17th. Shooting Stars is a big club that we all know. Former Cup Winners' Cup winner, and they played the Champions League in the final. They got to the finals twice. They lost twice, you know. They won the CAF. They have rich history. Shooting Stars is a big club.
Yes.
Just like our focus on Zamalek today. Shooting Stars is a club to celebrate. We won't stop celebrating Shooting Stars. Now they are meeting Gombe United, you know, in faraway Gombe. Now, what do you see here? Now, between the two clubs.
I think coming into the league for Shooting Stars has been very, I don't know if dramatic is the word to use, but they really did well in the National League. They had a lot of supporters. Like you said, they have huge history when it comes to the league, Nigerian football, no doubt about that. But what might count against them, I think, is the fact that they are going far away to the north. They are going to Gombe. That's home turf or home advantage might count for Gombe United. But that does not take anything away from Shooting Stars. I think they are prepared for this season. Yes, I think the primary target for them is not to go back, you know, to the NNL this season. They want to stay, you know, to play the professional game, which is the Nigeria Professional Football League. So I think that should be their primary target. And any other thing that comes, any other beating that comes after that is an advantage. But like I said, looking at the game proper, the advantage is on Gombe United because they are playing at home. But take nothing away from Shooting Stars. I think they've got what it takes to stay on the league this season.
They got what it takes to stay on the league this season. Now, there's something you mentioned. You mentioned security. Now, do you think the LMC and the NFF have, like, looked at security issues in the country to, like, unlike what we experienced last season, to make this club
I think that's the right thing to do. We know what the situation is with Nigerian professional football league, especially where you're playing, you know, away teams, how, you know, they'll be scared and all of those things. So I think the NFF, and the fact that we even have the league now has a sponsor, you know, it will be a dent on the Nigerian professional football league league management if, as we speak, security has not been considered. So as far as I'm concerned, I think Aladise Odiko and the rest have really looked at the security issues, and I think they must have put measures in place to curb any surprise this season. You know, it's very important for us to maintain the sponsorship we have. We've been crying for sponsorship for a long time in the league, and now we have it, and I think we should close all the patches or block all the holes that will make our sponsors to run away. So I believe that the league management would have looked at security issues and say, oh, guys, we have to get it right. So I'm believing that this season we are going to get it right when it comes to security, especially with home crowd. You know, I believe that the clubs would have, you know, educated their fans enough to curb any home home issues where your team lose away from home, your team lose at home, and you know the fans want to go. So I believe that this season shouldn't happen because, you know, we are playing a professional football league. We have a sponsor, and I know that this season the league manager should get it right if we want to maintain the relationship we have right now with our sponsors.
We need to maintain our relationships. And before you go, I want to take it to Africa. Now, FIFA dismisses Bafana's appeal. That's a big one. And a whole lot of noise all over the social media.
I don't know if I am the right person to ask because the tendency that I might be biased.
It was a deliberate question because I know where you belong, and I need to ask you that before you disappear. Okay.
Yes. Looking at it objectively, the issue that Bafana the South African Football Association raised is that there's an issue of corruption. In the sense that the Ghanaian Football Authority bribed the official to make sure that Ghana qualified for in that encounter. But as far as I'm concerned, I think mistakes happen in football, especially that mistakes with referees. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you now ask that particular game be replayed, trust me, every football game that happens in Africa will now be replayed if we go through that route. But I think the best thing that FIFA or CAF could have done was what they did by suspending the referee from all football activities, you know, for now. As far as I'm concerned, the luck, you know, falls or goes to Ghana. They were able to go after that one. But I think it's unfortunate that that happened, and South Africa will just have to live with that that mistake.
Thank you for Kofi for coming on. Thank you so much. And how's your weekend going to look like?
Well, it's going to look sporty. I'm always, you know, trying to look at what our African brothers are doing in the outside the shores of Africa. Don't forget that Mo Salah is the man to talk about this season.
But he lost the Ballon d'Or to Messi.
Yes. He lost to Messi, and of course the Ballon d'Or is always a controversial thing. Don't forget that this season there are a lot of people who have said that Messi shouldn't have, you know, won the Ballon d'Or, that he should have gone to Lewandowski. They had to create, you know, another award for Lewandowski. But again, that is a discussion for another day. But our African brothers have been doing incredible well. There's a new boy on the block for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. He plays for Watford. His name is Dennis.
Dennis. Great man.
Yes, NFF is looking towards that guy. Perhaps he might be, you know, among the list of players who will go to Cameroon. That is left to see. And I think what we also didn't discuss is the fact that from the NFF and the Federation, from the Sports Minister's on the diary, they are looking at the fact that he's Genotro, the man, to really take the Super Eagles of Nigeria to El Dorado. You know, a lot of discussions are ongoing. The president of the Nigerian Football Federation, Amadi Pini, had a meeting with the Sports Minister's on the diary, a closed-door meeting. And I think after the meeting, the president of the Nigerian Football Federation, you know, gave me the media some ideas that they are looking at, you know, the pros and the cons of perhaps, you know, letting this man go or making him say, you know, if you have to terminate his contract, you have to pay him off. So they are looking at all of that. And I know that the decision to sack him or not to sack him will come very soon. But my source tells me that the chances that this man might be sacked is almost 70%.
It's almost 70%. Thank you, Kofi, for this beautiful piece of information you have given us.
Always a pleasure.
Great to have you, Kofi Raphael Asiedu, the man of the moment on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on Inside the Net Africa Football Show.
Everybody reach for Instagram. Former no day for Instagram. It can't be like send a Mr. Tata. Living fake life with cheap data. Hey, Mac Mario. The money, not just audio. Na audio. Hey, Mac Mario. Not just audio. Slow down, slow down. Why you won't kill yourself? Why you won't by yourself? Living fake life with a local. Calm down, calm down. Yourself. Why you work by yourself? Living fake life with a local. Hey, Mac Mario. The money, not just audio. Na audio. Hey, Mac Mario. Not just audio. Hey, Mac Mario. The money, not just audio. Na audio. Hey, Mac Mario. Not just audio. You were the form giveaway. Your landlord, they chase you away. Your family, them you don't sideline. Oh, who they blow you? You they blow timeline. 10 billion, I'm flossing. Too much money can be nothing. So turn down the volume of your radio. The money when we don't see the audio. I count the red kerele. Your body they shot erele. Them there they hail you. Oh, who they slap you? So slow down, slow down. Why you won't kill yourself? Why you work by yourself? Living fake life with a local. Calm down, calm down. Why you won't kill yourself? Why you work by yourself? Living fake life with a local. Hey, Mac Mario. The money, not just audio. Na audio. Hey, Mac Mario. Not just audio. Hey, Mac Mario. The money, not just audio. Na audio. Hey, Mac Mario. Not just audio.
Who get here, may they hear. The life them, they sure be here. They pick up the stones when nobody throw them. And build a mansion in the air. Slow down, my brother. Oh no. Calm down, my sister. Cause the money that money, I count the red perere. Your body they shot erele. Them dead that they hail you. Oh, who did they slap you? So slow down, slow down. Why you won't kill yourself? Why you won't by yourself? Living fake la vida loca. Calm down, calm down. Why you won't kill yourself? Why you won't by yourself? Living fake la vida loca. They back by you. The money not just for you. Not for you. They back by you. Not just for you. They back by you. The money not just for you. Not for you. They back by you. Not just for you. Oh no. Audio. Oh no. Oh no. Audio.
Back on Inside the Net Africa on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing everything you need to know to the diasporans and to the people of the diaspora. Thank you for joining us. And I tell you what, we have a big man in the studio. Austin Popo, former Nigerian international, is here with us. He'll be joining us live from wherever he is on a phone chat. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, how are you?
We are fine here on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. This is Inside the Net Africa Football Show. It's good to have a legend in the building with us, talking to us here. Thank you so much for supporting African football and Nigerian football. How are you doing, sir?
I'm okay. I'm doing well.
Oh, great. Now, I want to start. Yeah, great. I want to start from your humble beginnings. Now, you started playing football in the communities. Can you just take us on that coaster, on that memory lane, how you started your football career?
Come in again.
Okay, I said, can you just take us along, carry us along, how you started your football career, your school football playing in the communities, your grassroots football, secondary school football?
From the city of Bukhari.
Okay.
I attended, first and foremost, I attended Oslo Grammar School, Ologbo. From there, I went to Osi College. After playing in Osi College, I started with Petroleum Training Institute. Then from there, I went to NEPA.
Hello?
From there, I moved to Echo, the New Nigerian Bank, after a challenge cup. I think
Hello? Yes. Okay. Hello? Hello?
I don't walk that many kilometers. learn from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she not pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. Not this sweet, I be all on my pitas. When you come make, I give you digits. Was the last time somebody did it like this? Too much ice on my bomba clavis. That's why everybody hating on me like Chris. Kilometers. I don't come kilometers. I don't walk that many kilometers. People think I be journey just come. Like I just got rich, like my money just come. Send them back to where they come from. For talking like the product of a torn condom. Southside no come from, me no care, my brother. One side, sit down for one chair, my brother. Come try, me will make you disappear, my brother. Long time it takes to reach here, my brother. Kilometers. I don't come kilometers. I don't walk that many kilometers. Learn from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. Not this sweet, I be all on my pitas.
Of the game this afternoon on Spirit of Nigeria Radio Inside the Net Africa Football Show. Hello, sir. Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, great. Now you mentioned something about your Odyssey. You mentioned Ose College. It's a big name in secondary school football. Now I know, apart from you, Paul Ikoku also went to Ose College. What is so special about that school?
You mean Ossie College?
Ossie College, yeah. What is so special about Ossie
College? Everybody knows that Ossie College is a home of sports.
Exactly.
Here you have a lot of players that came from that school.
Exactly.
That was the former school of Thompson O.C. A lot of them. Many of them. Thompson is here. She'll call it a ceremony. I can keep on mentioning a lot of them.
When you joined the league and started playing football, what actually took you to grand football? What was on your mind when you started playing professional football in Nigeria? Was it for the love of the game or for the money?
The first thing on my mind was that I was trying to satisfy my passion and my calling because I knew that the priority then was not to play in abroad. So for us, I think it was not an issue of money. It was more of passion and doing what you like doing. I just discovered that I love playing football. I started playing, and along the line, I just discovered that it can be a part of my career. And you and I also know that absolutely it's not all about football. That was why, because of God, I'm one of the few players today that played the kick, why I managed to have a first degree from the University of Benin. All the time I was in the Grand Bank, I was in Uniben. On my input, not just to the extent that even when we had to play one of the WAF Cup matches against ASEC Nigosa, I think I was writing my final exam in Uniben, and the team asked to go before me. A vehicle was stationed for me. As soon as I finished my exam, I had to travel and meet them. And that was when the administrators recognized your potentials and they respect you and they want to encourage you. It was all about the combination of education and football together, and I thank God I didn't miss the opportunity.
Thank God you didn't.
Miss the opportunity. You know, it was not even fashionable for players to even leave Nigeria except until we had an issue. I think at the time, about nine of us were in the national team. There was a problem, and about nine of us were suspended from Nigeria. That was when Keshi left for Cote d'Ivoire, and that was the school that was affair Nigerian footballers to abroad.
Exactly. Now, you started very well, combining football with education. What do you have to tell the young people coming up today, the power of education and football coming together?
There is no alternative to it. That is the truth, because even in life, whatever you do, education gives you confidence to move to the next level. That is very important. That is why today, deliberately, at least, when we were doing the Stephen Keshi Football Academy, we ensured that it was a combination of football and vocational training center. That's why That's why it's called the football and vocational training center. But we discovered that the failure rate or the dropout rate in professional football was very high. We are in a situation where about 100% of the young boys will come into football with high hopes, believing that they are going to make it, but unfortunately less than 10% will make it to the next level. So what happened to all the years he has spent? So our focus in the professional training center, for example, that whoever comes to the center, you will not leave as a loser. Even if you don't make it through football, you must have learned one or two skills. You could be a fashion designer, you could get yourself involved with other skills, so much so that even if you make it, you must have acquired the knowledge that even if you become an entrepreneur, you now know what you are putting your money to acquire the skill. So back to your question, the importance of education cannot be overemphasized. That is why today you have the David Silowumi, who is a political, who is a graduate in political science. You have Shegu Debane, you have Adjoti Mesemeka, you have Edema Fululu, who is a master degree holder. No matter how the situation, you must always find yourself, must always get relevant, because adding value is about capacity building, and hard value cannot be relevant. So that is why I always advise young boys, don't abandon your education. It is possible for you to combine both. Even if you leave. If as a young player to abroad, please try as much as possible to see how you can get yourself educated. And fortunately, in clubs in Europe, I think they also make that provision. They don't joke with it. It's only in Nigeria we have the challenges like that. Yeah.
Oh, great. If you want to join this show, the number to call is 0805622-7730. 0805622-7730. I have Austin Popo here with us on our Man of the Game segment. Austin Popo is the General Secretary of the National Association of Young Professional Footballers.
No, hello. Let me correct you.
Okay.
You know the National Association of Nigerian Footballers and the National Association of Nigerian Football. I mean National Association of Nigerian Professional Footballers, which I was the General Secretary, and the National Association of Nigerian Footballers have come together to form the Professional Footballers Association of Nigeria. You know, there was a merger, TFAN. And today, I am now the secretary of the board of trustees of TFAN. Baba Yaro is the general secretary.
Okay, Baba Yaro is the general secretary of TFAN.
Yeah.
It's so good to know that. Now, you started a project, or you are leading a project, football in the communities, launching football clubs in the communities. I know you were part of the Badagry United Football Club and some more than once. What is the brain? What are you trying to achieve with this? We are going to be back with Austin Popo. Please don't go nowhere. This is still Inside the Net Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed.
Please may be seated. Tonight we'd like to do something, you know, slightly different. I'd like to introduce a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Bumi Otinuga. We were in school in a university. And You know, sometimes in life we experience some challenges and some circumstances and we think, oh, there's nobody who knows the trouble I've seen. But then when you hear somebody else's...
On us inside the net, Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and I have Austin Pupu on the line. Now, sir, we are talking of the grassroots football and the impact on Nigerian Professional Football League. You started a project launching football clubs in the communities. What do you have to say? What is the brain behind that? Why are you doing this? What are you targeting? Let us know on Inside the Net, Africa Football Show. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. The number of years you spend doing something wrong does not make it right.
Okay? Oh, great. Exactly.
Everything that works in life works on the basis of principles.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world, I'm still trying to find a situation where government ownership football club is thriving. I don't know of anywhere except in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, if you build structures around individuals, when those individuals die, you just discover the structures will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So for one thing, clubs abroad, they can be there for 100 years, 150 years, talking about the likes of Barcelona, Manchester City, Liverpool.
Exactly.
You and I know that certain individuals are even putting money into Liverpool, Manchester City, but those clubs are not named after them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Football is the most democratic game in the world. It's the game of the people, by the people, and for the people. If the people do not identify with football, it's not football. Today, Barcelona have close to about 170,000 membership fans. They are the owners of the club.
Mm-hmm.
So, answering your question, the Community Football Foundation is an NGO which, by the grace of God, I am the facilitator.
Hmm.
We've come up with a project to ensure that we are able to establish or facilitate a community ownership football club across Nigeria, anchoring with the traditional institutions, which are more lasting in nature. Because the whole idea is that when a club is not properly funded, and even if the club is funded and there is no consistency, there will not be sustainability in terms of development and growth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hello? Hello, sir. Hello. We lost Austin Pupu. What a beautiful moment to have Austin Pupu on the show on Inside the Net, Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. It's still 3 minutes to 4 p.m. and we're still here live on Inside the Net, Africa Football Show. Austin Pupu has been giving us all what we need to know about the local communities and what they are doing for the local communities and the football in the communities. Thank you for supporting African football and thank you for supporting Nigerian football. We are so grateful. We are so happy to have Austin Pupu on the show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And before we go, please don't forget about Zamalek FC. Zamalek Sporting Club, commonly referred to as Zamalek, is an Egyptian sports club based in Cairo. The club is mainly known for its professional football team, which plays in the Egyptian Premier League, the top tier of the Egyptian Football League system. The club was founded on 5th of January 1911. And I tell you, it was first headed by a Belgian lawyer who goes by the name George Mesbach. The name was changed 2 years later to Cairo International Sports Club, which was colloquially referred to as El Quahira, El Mokalat Club, or El Mokalat Club. The club was named in 1941 after King Farouk of Egypt and became known as Farouk El Awa Club. After the 1952 Egyptian Revolution, the club changed its name to Zamalek. What a beautiful moment. What a history, what a moment to know that. Zamalek established itself as the first major force in the Egyptian football during the 1920s. And up to now, they are still a formidable force to reckon with in African football. They have won the Champions League so many times. And I'm going to tell you, Zamalek is a club I admire a lot. They played Shooting Stars of Ibadan in 1984. They also played the same Shooting Stars in 1997. And they won in the days of Balu Tafi in 1984, Babe Leron, for those who can still remember that moment. And with that, we are going to round off here and sign out on Inside the Net Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Thank you so much for supporting African football. We live African football. Bye-bye.
I say, my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He gets something I never see. She says she liking my melody. I say, my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He gets something I never see. She says she liking my melody. Let me tell it, I know something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me, now felony. If you leave me, now apology. Let me tell it, I know something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me, now felony. If you leave me, now apology. That's what it's in go. You know I say no. She bought it for me and then she calling my phone. I said, do you like it? She told me I do. And now how you do me so? She play me tinko. She don't know I know. I did you up, I want to have my know. No be say you go on to the fans right now. Where I need you. I say my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He get you something I never see. She say she liking my melody. I say my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He get you something I never see. She say she liking my melody. Let me tell it, I know something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me, now felony. If you leave me, now apology. Let me tell it, I know something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me, now felony. If you leave me, now apology.
That's what it's in go. You know I say no. She bought it for me and then she calling my phone. I said, do you like it? She told me I do. And now why you do me so? She play me tinko. She don't know I know.
I'm the bench.
You only have one life to live. If you're lucky, then you might get two. I was down, so down, took the hit. Was a miracle that got me through.
I've seen the world, paid my dues. Got plenty of scars, but nothing to lose.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.